Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Professor of Fine Arts, Frieda Innes, illustrates for us a depiction of the Deluge in the Sistine Chapel by no other than Michelangelo. Michelangelo's depiction of the Deluge, before or after?
Before. Before it reaches the peak, let's say. This is proven by the fact in the background there are four distinct scenes. You have one in the foreground, one in the middle, one on the right hand side, and in the far back you can see the ark, and people are struggling to get on to the ark. It just is maybe just the point where the last stage is when the water has risen already very, very high, and the last quantity of people trying to get onto the ark.
The ones in the foreground are going the other way.
But they're coming up on the hill here. It's symbolic also because, I mean, it's not like it's one big ark and everybody's jumping on it. There are various stages of the activity which take place before you get on. For example, you go to the highest point in the land, which all of these people here in the foreground are doing, as you can see. A lot of these people are nudes, and some of them have golden robes, some have blue robes, some have green robes, some have pale yellowish robes, and some have a mix of green and yellow. Michelangelo associates this very much with sin. And crocus yellow is considered to be what they call a colour of discernment of the soul, which is a very positive colour in relation to figures here. You can see there's one on the just at the edge of the ark, and there's one being carried here with the hair blowing in the wind by a male figure, and then another female figure on the right with the same colour. Also on a little island, there is, on the right-hand side of this, you can see it's almost like a pile of rocks with what looks like a tent. It's material held on to stumps of trees, in my opinion, and it's making it look like it's a tent.
And stumps again, of trees blowing in the wind.
Yeah, well, there's sort of the little branches here blowing, but the stumps themselves are in the rock. And again, this idea of the rock is no accident. Like I said, the rock represents the church. Anytime you see a rock in the Sistine Chapel, it's underlining the fact that this is the rock on which I will build my church. And also, if you look at the ark itself, this brown-coloured, gold-coloured ark, in some strange, bizarre way, in at the back there, is actually quite similar to a church building. I mean, just put a door or something and you can actually think of a church, a medieval type of church. And on the top of the ark, you can see there's the dove. And the dove, obviously, will be the bird which will signal the fact that the deluge is over and that it's safe for people to come out from the ark. Because in the Bible, Noah sends out a crow, and the crow doesn't come back, meaning that it's still not yet safe for people to leave the ark. So you see people trying to get on. They have a ladder here in the front, and people are trying to climb up and get in. In front of that, you can see a boat also with people struggling to stay on the boat and try to work their way towards the ark. So there are various stages in the moment where the last people, let's say, are trying to get on onto the ark. And also, you can see that some people are exhausted, like there was one male figure here standing on the rock holding another person who's probably actually about to die or something. And again, in the bottom part here, the female figures are carrying stuff from a house, let's say a small table with bread and different utensils from the house, carrying it on her head. And some people are even swimming in the water. So this is certainly a situation where they're coming up to the peak of the deluge. And of course, if you think that this little white dove here that you see on the top of the ark is the same, almost the same as the dove you see in the wall painting further down, the wall painting by Perugino on the baptism of Christ, by John the Baptist, it's a similar dove. So there's also water in the fresco below. I think the symbolic sense also of the water as a deluge is a massive cleansing of the soul, or of the world in this particular case, which means all the souls. So it's the various stages in the sense of people hoping, and all this green signifies hope as well, so they're hoping they can make it. Other people, and you can in the boat here, you can see nobody's wearing green in the boat, so there's a sense of no hope, they're not going to make it. Other people are hoping that they're going to be rescued and taken over to the ark. Other people have made it to the base of the ark and are trying to get up. So it's all the various stages in forgiveness and penitence relating to the salvation coming through the ark representing the church. And the deluge, again, as I said before, it's the total cleansing, like a baptism of the world.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, for sharing with us her expertise in the field of sacred art. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.